I think we have to realize that we do the Sunday schools or Islamic schools or weekend schools, that we are not in Kabul anymore. We are not in Karachi anymore. We are not in Cairo anymore. We are not in Mogadishu anymore. We're in America and we are really are a minority. We got to start teaching them very relevant things. We have to teach them how to pray, how to fast, why they believe, why are they Muslims. We have to teach them comparative religions. We have to teach them about Islamic identity. And I think the other thing that we have to do for them is to make sure to have a positive environment for them. I think, not only that we have mosques, but I think mosques are doing more things. They have more food shelves. They're not only reaching out to the Muslim community, but the larger community. They're doing more volunteer work, and their people are actually going and clean up the highways. They're trying to go and help out the neighbors as an organized way to rake the leaves from their yards if they're elderly. They're trying to help reach out more to the larger community, not just to the Muslim community, which I think it's really good to have. And I think I've been blessed in many, many ways. I was able to go to school. I was able to meet a lot of good people. A lot of good people who did not look at me as this Muslim foreigner. A lot of people who looked at me as I'm a regular person. That they offered me jobs and internships and volunteer activities. They showed me the way how to apply to scholarships, how to apply to colleges and things. So I met a lot of very good people here. And alhamdulillah, thank God, I think the life has been good. I was able to finish college. I was able to get a job as a professional. I was able to invite my parents to come over. I was able to have our children here, go to school and buy a house and buy a car, what people call the American dream. So alhamdulillah, I think it's been very good. And I've been telling people also that we should be grateful for the blessings that God has given us in America, the blessing that God has given us in Minnesota. Because sometimes the other side of things is that we forget about the blessings.